thanks for listening to Jets Fifth Quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.
Yeah, I threw the ball, and I think my front toe, foot kind of just got stuck in the ground, and dude just kind of fell on it with all of his weight and kind of felt like it twisted, and felt a pop in there, and just was obviously thinking of the worst scenario in my head, which sucks, but just making sure, it's going to be all right, hopefully, and just get it checked out. And it's obviously frustrating. Injuries are part of the game of football, so just dealing with them as we can and be able to come back. My right knee, which the play before, because I know a lot of people have asked about that, was my left knee. And luckily, I completely popped up fine. I had no issues at all on the throwaway on the play before. It looked bad, but luckily just, bent my knee like normal, and then unfortunately hurt my knee on the next play. That was actually the other knee, my right knee.
What's the prognosis?
We're not sure yet. We're hoping to figure out more details tomorrow when we get the MRI, but obviously hoping for the best case scenario.
There's a report that it's a PCL. There's a report out there from NFL Network and the Post that it's a PCL. Can you just confirm?
Yeah, that's what we've heard so far. That's what I think would probably be the best case scenario. I'm not really sure. I don't know a lot about the PCL. Obviously the pain really isn't there. It just kind of feels like something's, off as far as just being loose or unstable a little bit. So just making sure we get the MRI to clear up things.
Zach, you have two games back-to-back coming up with the Thursday night game. Do you feel like that you're probably going to miss the next two games at least?
I wouldn't say that. I'm definitely not planning on that. I'm hoping I can get in there and do what I can to come back as fast as possible, making sure everything's good. So, once we get these results, just, hit the rehab and everything full on, just find out what I'm capable of doing and try and get back as fast as possible.
Did you feel the hits were legal? It looked like the one where you hurt the other knee, and then that one, the guys got you a little bit late.
Yeah, I wouldn't necessarily say that the one I hurt it on was anything bad. I didn't watch the clip. I didn't think he, had tried to hurt me. I think the first one, just because he went for my knees, I thought was a little out of there. I didn't understand the situation he had, if he had no other option or whatever it was there. But I think injuries are just part of the game.
Zach, we talked so much about you guys coming out and starting fast. You come out with a 3-and-out. Mm-hmm. How disappointing was it to start like that?
Yeah, it was, but at the same time, we just move on. You can't make it bigger than it is. And I thought we put some good things together on the second drive, and we're able to convert. And I think that was part of the game. Is it didn't look great from the first drive, but oh well. You got to move on, and it's not always going to be. And so, I thought we did some good things in the drive after.
Just overall, what is the last few hours been like? Were you obviously being worried about suffering a serious injury and having hope that you don't, and then having to watch not being able to play while your team struggled like that?
Yeah, frustrating. I just sat in there asking him, can I go back in? What can I do? Once they said the best thing to do was probably obviously not to play and to make sure we find out what's wrong first, I just kind of sat in there on my phone and watched the game, on my phone, and just tried to see everything that was going on, and obviously wanted the best for those guys to come out there and get it done. And we're going to keep getting better. We've got a big process for us.
Zach, obviously they must have told you to stay in the locker room. What was the reasoning for that? You just stay off your feet, or what were you doing in there?
Yeah, I was really in there just starting pretty much the rehab process, icing and stem and all the different things that you can do at this point. And honestly, probably just cooling down a little bit, trying to watch the game. And it is obviously frustrating.
Zach, from a team perspective, when you have a loss like this, just – how do you deal with it as a team?
Yeah, you move on. You move on. We're not going to let this beat us up, because we're in this for the long run. And it's a process. As long as we just keep trying to get better every single game, and we keep going to work, and guys don't try and do too much, all the way across the board, including us in the quarterback room, just taking what they give us, we'll eventually get there.
What'd you think of how Mike played?
Awesome. I thought... I said to him in there, I'm like, dude, that's a hard situation, to step in there. He hasn't taken many reps. He obviously hasn't played very much in a live game before, but I thought he played really well. I thought he came in there composed, and I thought he did a great job leading them with some really good drives. And, I really did think he played well.
What's the mood like in the locker room right now? Obviously you want to – nobody should be happy with that final score, but like you kind of just hinted to, you don't want to beat yourself up about it. So what's that balance and what's the mood in there?
Yeah, guys are obviously frustrated, but I would say determined. You know, guys want to get better. And the message around is, you know, we're going to be all right. You know, keep getting in the film room, keep getting better. We're going to be all right.
Is it tough, though, Zach, because you guys talked a lot during going into the bye, coming out of the bye, about how you felt like you had changed some things, corrected some things, and got this headed in the right direction. And then, obviously, I know you didn't play only a quarter and a half or so, but to then have a game like this with 15 points let up and all that.
Yeah, of course, frustrating. But, you know, I'd say, you know, obviously – being pissed off or upset about that, you know, probably really doesn't help us, and we just have to understand that, you know, that's what happened and that's part of the game, and you know, adversity is going to hit just like that, and it's always about how you respond. And I think the guys have the right message and the right demeanor as far as that goes, and so that's exactly what we're going to try and do.
Zach, Robert has always been, you know, just upbeat by nature, his personality. He was pretty down in here. I just wonder what was his message to you guys, and what did you take out of what he had to say?
Yeah, exactly. Kind of what I just said. You know, how are you going to respond when adversity hits? You know, every, you know, good team that I've been on in my life, looking back till I was playing peewee football, you know, it always sucked before it got better. You know, no one ever really just walks into situations, and it's the greatest thing from the beginning. And I think guys understand that it's a process. We just got to keep getting better. And, you know, we just all got to be accountable of our mistakes and what things we could have done better. And, you know, as long as we just keep getting better, I think it'll take care of itself. Yeah, really just like, you know, obviously you run through your mind just like, you know, praying that it's not the worst case scenario, you know, having a knee injury. And at first it wasn't necessarily like a painful thing. I felt a pop, I felt a twist. So like, you know, you kind of know when it's different than just, you know, getting some sort of bruise or getting landed on or whatever. You know, I knew something had happened. It felt a little unstable, and that was why I kind of wanted to just make sure everything was okay. You know, it was sore. I didn't feel like I could move it at first. That was kind of why I laid there, tried to just get my thoughts together and, you know, kind of figure out what was going on. And then from there, it's just, you know, even now, still trying to figure out how we can make it better.
Thanks for listening to Jets Fifth Quarter Coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.